We certainly want to thank God for being here tonight. Thank Him for what we've already felt. Thank Him for who He is to us and what He's done for us. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of John, chapter 14. And when you find it, if you would, stand for the reading and the reverence of God's Word. We're going to be starting in the 22nd verse there in the 14th chapter. And we're going to read probably like 27 or 28. But if God stops us short of 27 and 28, we'll stop there. John chapter 14, verse 22 begins to read like this. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? And Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, thank you, son. And Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words. My Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. And he that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is in the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye loved me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto my Father, for my Father is greater than I. And you can be seated, and we feel like that's where we need to stop reading. Thank you for staying with us. But as I read this verse of Scripture, and initially what God kind of put on my heart was the word peace, and it kind of just bounced around in my head in a bunch of different places that peace was mentioned in the Bible. But God kind of just put this one on my heart. And I know this one's a familiar scripture. I know you've heard this one, no doubt. No doubt there's a lot of things. I know there's a lot of us on Facebook. No doubt sometimes when you have, when you follow the pages that have the verses of the day and things like that, no doubt this verse comes up quite often. I've seen it myself several times. But I began to think about that word peace and the word peace. If I looked up the dictionary, I looked up in the dictionary what peace meant, and it just meant to be content. It meant to be in a place where you're content, or a place where you feel at ease, if you'll have it that way. And I began to think, and there's other spots, but that's kind of the one that stuck out to me. And there's other definitions and things, but that's the one that really spoke to my heart, was just to be content. But I want you to realize something today. I don't want us to be content in the place that we are, as in like not moving towards God. But I want you to realize something. If we're content with God, if we're content with our relationship with God, and the fact that we're saved and that we're going to heaven. But I'll tell you this much. We need not to stay where we're at, but we need to move forward, and we need to push forward, and we need to move farther on. We need to get closer to God as we go through these days, and that we have that we're going to be walking. And I want you to understand something today. If there's ever a time that we need peace, it's now. If there's ever a time that we need God to move and to be a part of our heart and to be a part of our life, we need to be now. But I want you to realize something today. And he even said there in the 27th and 28th verse there that he gave us peace that the world couldn't give. And the world tries to give peace, no doubt. There's people in the world that they Brother Chester, do everything they can to make your heart easy when you're going through a hard time, or they try to give you a helping hand if they see. I've had plenty of people, let's say in an instance where maybe I'm stopped on the side of the road just looking for something, or maybe something's wrong with my car and I needed to stop. Plenty of people would stop by and say, do you need help? Is everything okay? Is there something I can do? But that in and of itself is wonderful, and that in and of itself is great, and that instills my heart that there's still some good people out in the world. But that's not the peace
peace that I need. The peace that I need is the peace that God gives. The peace that I need is the peace to where that I can lay my head down every night. I don't have to worry about where I'm going. The peace that I have in my heart that tells me that no matter what I go through in life, God will always be there because He put it in the words in the volume of a book that we read every single day, that He would never leave nor forsake. And thanks be to God above that there's somebody out there that loves us enough not to just leave us out to dry, not to just leave us out to do the world on our own, to be part of the world on our own. Because if we were charged to be in the world by ourselves, we would all falter and we would all fail. We falter and fail every day anyway. But we would be way worse off if we didn't have God in our heart, if we didn't have God in our life, and we didn't have Him guiding our heart. I want you to realize something today. I'm thankful for the peace of God. I'm thankful for the ways that God comes into my life, comes into my heart at certain times in my life, and He shows me love and mercy. I want you to realize something today. We may be unsettled. We may feel like we're kind of without a cause or without a direction, but I want you to realize something today. If we've got God in our heart, we can lean on the peace of God, and He'll guide us through every step we take. I want you to realize something today. The Bible, in plenty of different places, and no doubt you can go home and you can look up peace in the back of your Bible, and you'll find so many verses of Scripture where peace was talked about and brought up. But I want you to also turn your attention out of the book of 2 Thessalonians there. And you don't have to turn, you can just listen. But the 16th verse there in the 3rd chapter says, "Now the Lord of peace Himself give you peace always by all means, and the Lord be with you all." But a little bit up and a little ways up. And the 13th verse it says, "But ye brethren, be not weary in well doing." I want you to realize something today. Those two verses go together. If you would read the 3rd chapter of 2 Thessalonians, it's talking, the writer here is talking to the Christians in Thessalonica. He's telling them that there's some people around them that have lost their cause, or that have lost their way, and that they're going around and even called them busybodies, Brother Henry. I want you to realize something today. Just because we see some of our church friends, and we see some of the people that are in different churches and things like that, that they've lost their cause, they've lost their way, they've lost their desire to serve God. And I can think of so many in my even my extended family that have lost their cause, that used to call upon God's sweet name, but now you can't even get them to darken a doorstep. I want you to realize something today. We ought not to worry ourselves with that, but we ought to. The Bible says in that verse of Scripture there, that and then different other places, that we ought to try to abstain from that, but we ought not to stop loving them. I want you to realize something today. If we want our church members, if we want our church family, if we want our church friends to get a fire again, we got to pray for them, and we got to get a purpose, and we got to get a cause, and we got to get God, and we got to pray that God will remind them of the peace that they had. Oh, thanks be to God above, that there's some peace in this world that the world can't give. I want you to realize something today, that the Bible says there in 2 Thessalonians 3:16, that says that the Lord is of peace, Himself give you peace always and by all means. No matter what you go through in life, no matter where you're at, if you call on God, you'll be able to find peace in your way. I want you to realize something. There's people in the Bible, and I know that we all know this, no doubt. But I want you to realize there's people in the Bible that I can recall that in their life and in the situations that they were in at the present moment could have been afraid. They could have turned their back on God, but still in some way, shape, or form, they were able to find God's peace. I want you to realize, do you remember in the Bible, Daniel, the three Hebrew children there in different places, but in the same book, Daniel, knew that they had set up a decree they were supposed to serve the God, that they were supposed to serve the king. But Daniel, even of himself, decided to go ahead and pray. The Bible says that he prayed 3 times a day. And I want you to realize something. Those men, they made that decree knowing that Daniel wouldn't change his ways. I want you to realize something today. The world is going to do everything they can to try to disturb the peace peace in your heart and in your life. Oh, but if you just trust God and you remain with God and you stay on your knees and you stay in God's will, there's nothing they can do. The Bible, it says that they threw Daniel in a lion's den. Anybody else, I believe with all my heart, I would have been ate up before they hit the ground. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Daniel served a God that was powerful. Daniel served a God and that knew where he was and gave him peace in every means in his life. I want you to realize today we may not understand why we are where we are. Daniel may not have understand why the people that he was around turned against him. But he trusted God enough to know that he could sleep peacefully knowing that the lions wouldn't touch him. The Bible says that there was an angel that came and it clasped up and it held the mouth of those lions shut. No doubt those lions wanted to bite and gnash and tear Daniel all to pieces. But God wouldn't allow it. Aren't you glad today that when the devil, he wants to so bad to tear you to bits and to rip you apart and to steal your peace. But thanks be to God above, if you're in tune with God, he can't touch you today. What am I trying to say? What am I trying to get out? I want you to realize something today, that we don't have to worry about anything. We don't have to worry about our present time and day. We need to do our part, Brother Jerry, in the sense of trying to get people to come in and be saved, get people to come in and accept God in their heart. But we, knowing that, Brother Chester, that this world is reserved unto fire, we ought not concern ourselves with what's going on around. The Bible says that we're in the world, but we're not of the world. So all we're doing here is trying to get people to understand the peace of God and trying to get them to realize that without them, they'll go to hell. But I want them to realize one more thing. That if they're distraught, if they're torn apart, if they're torn to pieces by the world, that God can restore joy. He can give them something in their heart that's worth living for. I want you to know that if there's somebody in your life, in your heart, on your heart, maybe even your extended family or a friend or a neighbor or maybe even somebody you meet on the street, if God tells you to go ahead and talk to them about him, we better do it because we don't know if they'll ever hear about God ever again. I want you to realize something. That's why that 13th verse of the Bible said in 2 Thessalonians 13 that they had been, they had turned aside and they were doing their own thing. They were busybodies. But it said, ye be not weary in well doing. Do you know what that means? You just do what God would have you to do. You be right in tune with God. And he'll fall. Everything else will fall right into place. So don't be worried about the people around you. You just do what God would have you to do and pray that God will have them do what he needs them to do. And thanks be to God above. If we pray for peace, God will give us peace in any situation in our life today. Hey, Daniel, those three Hebrew boys there, they didn't bow to another king. They didn't bow. The Bible said that they set up a decree again that if somebody didn't bow to this, the idol that this man set up of himself, that they would be thrown into a furnace full of fire. But I want you to realize something today. The world wants us to bow. The world wants us to do what they want to do. But I'll tell you this much. We need not bow to what the world has to offer, because the God that I know has so much more to offer than them. I know the Bible says that he's got a cattle set up on 1,000 hills, and he's got treasure houses, he's got storehouses full of treasures, and he's got blessings that we couldn't even number. But I want you to realize something today. I don't need to follow the world strictly on the matter of I used to be them, and I don't want to be like them no more. I want you to realize this today. We've got so many people in our world today that have fallen into the trap of the devil of the modern day church. They think that coming in and trying to sugarcoat everything, Brother James, is the way that you're going to get people in, and that they just care about numbers and whatever. But I'll tell you this much, I would give this church, I wouldn't give anything for this church. This church right here, I love with all of my heart, and I wouldn't trade it for a million people on the books, because I want God to be a part of my life and your life. Oh, and if we want God to have a part of our life, we've got to be set apart, and we got to do our part, and we got to move forward, and we can't look back. We got to just push on and press on. Hey, I don't believe God wants us to forget where we were and to forget where we came from. Oh, but I don't believe that He needs us to look back and to wonder what could have been. I want you to realize something today. If we just pray for God's peace, we can push on and we can press forward and we can do our task at hand, which is try to get people saved today. Hey, the children, those three Hebrew boys, they didn't bow. They didn't bow. And the Bible says that the king was mad. He was wroth with them. Oh, and he said he turned up the furnace 7 times hotter, and he threw them in there. Oh, but the Bible says it was so hot, Brother Harold, that it killed the guards that were standing next to it. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. I can just imagine in the middle of the flames, Brother Chris, that there was rejoicing and that there was happiness. Oh, and they were full of joy, and no doubt they were full of peace in the situation that they were in. Just like 2 Thessalonians says. Oh, no doubt, even though they were in the middle of the fire, they had peace because the king stepped up to the fire and he said, did we not throw 3 men in because I see 4 men loose and walking around, and the fourth is likened unto the Son of God. I want you to know something today. You may have been thrown in a furnace, and the world may have tried to get rid of you. Oh, but thanks be to God, if you've got peace that God gives you in every situation in your life, you'll be able to walk around in the midst of the fire with God by your side, and the world will notice today. Hey, you know what they, Sister Sue, you know what they said before they got thrown in? He told them there, he asked them if they were afraid, and they said, no, King, we're not afraid to tell you this, that the God we serve, whether he delivers us from your fire or not, He'll surely deliver us from you. I want you to realize something today. We got to have that assurance in God that no matter what life brings, no matter what life puts in front of us, that God will bring us through it today. I love Him, and I want you to understand, I want you to realize that there's nothing better than the peace of God. There's nothing better than being right in the smack dab middle of what God, what His will is. But there's peace for those days. Oh, and there's peace for the days where you feel so alone that you feel like God's forgotten you. Oh, don't you remember Elijah when he was in the cave, and he was talking to God, and he said, I'm the only one left. What purpose is there? Why should I even press on? Oh, but God, in all of His infinite love and mercy, He told him, don't you realize that I've got a number of faction of people that still have haven't bowed to Baal. Oh, thanks be to God. When we feel like we're at our lowest, God can come by and he can give us a comfort. Do you realize that God showed himself to Elijah in the cave in three separate ways? So God showed Elijah his power. I want you to realize something today. When I'm weak, God can show me his power and he can restore my heart, restore my soul, restore my joy, restore my strength, and give me peace to carry on in any state that I am in today. Hey, wasn't it Paul in another spot? He told him there that no matter where I'm at, I've learned to be content, is what he said. So whether, Brother Chester, your peaches and cream and you're doing good, or whether you have concerns in your life, or whether you are maybe not where you need to be with God, if we call upon God in our time of need, he'll give us what we need today. You know what I need? I need strength. Hey, do you know that Samson, and when he was where he needed to be with God, the Bible said that the Spirit would come upon him and he would get his strength then. He wasn't strong all the time. He didn't walk around looking like the Hulk. You know what he did? When he needed strength, God gave him strength. I want you to realize something today. We're not always going to be on top of a mountain. Sometimes we're going to have to walk through valleys. Oh, but when we need our strength, the God that I know, the God that I love, will come through every time. And he'll give me strength. I never noticed that until recently. I just thought that Samson walked around just being strong all the time. Oh, but when he needed his strength, that's when God gave it to him. When I need strength, that's when God comes through and he gives me the strength and the peace and the knowledge that I know that no matter what I'm going through, he will be in it with me today. Hey, I don't know who you are or where you are with God. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. That if you need help or you need strength or you need courage or maybe you just need love and maybe you just need a hug from God, or how I know other people say it in different ways. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. There's no better way to feel than when God is the closest he could be. There's no better, Brother Jerry, there's no better feeling in the world as when God wraps you up in his heart, wraps you up in his arms, and he just gives you one of them big old bear hugs that he does. Oh, thanks be to God above that I'm not walking through this world alone. I'm not the only one on this journey. I've got brothers and sisters in Christ, and I've got a God in heaven who's already set my path. Oh, thanks be to God above. When I get discouraged, when I feel lonely, or when I feel like I'm not doing what I need to be, I can call upon God and he'll give me peace in every situation in my life today. No matter where you're at. And do you remember a fellow named Stephen? The Bible says he was out there and he was preaching God's word and telling the people about Jesus Christ. And they met him with stones. The Bible says that they beat him to death with them stones. But God gave Stephen peace. And what? The Bible says that, I can almost see it like this. It does. The Bible doesn't say this, but I feel this in my heart. That the pain just slipped away. Because the Bible says that Stephen, that the heavens opened and Stephen saw Christ. And he saw him sitting on the right hand of God. And he said that. But then he died. Stephen had peace in his last moments. Stephen had peace in the very, even when it was the hardest part, no doubt it was the hardest part of his life, he was getting killed for what he believed in. And I'm not saying we're going to get killed for what we believe in. I'm not saying that by any means. But I'm saying this. The world's going to throw stones. They're going to hate us. The Bible says that they hate us because they hated him first. But there's no better peace than when the stones are being thrown and you don't feel it. Why? Because your eyes are on God. Brother Vernon, this world's going to hate us. They already do. They hate you for what you stand for. But God loves you for what you stand for. So I'd rather stand for God and be loved by Him than stand for the world and be found wanting. I'll tell you that much. Why don't you come get a song, Brother James? You can find peace for any part of your life. I initially found peace when I called Him and I asked Him to forgive me. Do you remember the man that was on the road to he was in on the outside of Gadara, and it said that he was possessed by demons, so many demons. His name was Legion. That's what they called him. But God came through, and he only made his stop right here for this point in this part of time, and he left. But Legion, whatever his real name was, I don't know. It doesn't say. That man found peace. The Bible says that the town came out after Jesus had healed him. The town came out and they saw him clothed and in his right mind. Where was he though? He was at the foot of Jesus. That's where we need to be. Do you realize that when you first got peace in your heart, you were at the feet of Christ? And any other time in your life that you've gotten peace from God, you've been at the feet of Christ. You won't find it any other way. The world can't give you peace. Jesus already said that. I give you peace that the world can't give. Not the peace that the world tries to give, but that I give you. In other words, you won't find happiness in this world. And I know we all know that, but I'm trying to encourage you today as we stand. I know we all know that the world's a wicked place, Brother Jerry. I believe that with all my heart. I believe we all know that. But I'll say this much. Just because it's wicked doesn't mean you gotta feel that on you. We can get in tune with God and we can forget about this place sometimes. Just like Stephen did. No matter what you're going through in life, you need God's peace. If you're here and you're lost, you need the peace of God to be set up in your life. I can't explain how it feels, but I'll tell you this much. It's the best thing that'll ever happen to you. You won't quite understand it. You won't quite understand what happened, but you'll know what happened. And even after you get saved, the ones of us that are here and are saved have been saved for quite some time. When is the time that you're most in tune with God? When you're at His feet and you're at peace with Him and you're right where He needs you to be. You may not be right where He needs you to be today, but you can. You may not have complete peace in your heart, but you can. You may be here tonight, you may be going through a trial, going through a battle, going through something that you've never gone through before. God's got peace for that. If you need strength, God's got peace. If you need courage, God's got peace. In other words, when you're at peace with God, you can do anything. When that peace of God is set up in your heart, there's nothing that can stand in your way. Why? Because you're not afraid of nothing. When I'm in tune with Christ, when I'm right there by His feet, and when I've got that peace set up in my heart, I could move mountains by myself. That's how it feels. But we're not always going to be there. We're not always going to be on top of a mountain, Brother Chris. That's not how life is designed. But even through the valley, we can have peace. Don't you remember Psalms 23? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why could he say that? Because Christ was right there. God was right there. Right there with him. any valley you walk through, God will be there. You can find peace, you can find courage in that. No matter what you're going through in life. You gotta pray for peace though. You gotta want peace. You realize that, speaking of peace, when two parties are trying to find peace, they both have to want to agree to that peace. That's what happened when you got saved. Your flesh side agreed with the spirit side that God was the best fit. And they agreed with Christ that the blood was sufficient, and you became at peace. Now, not saying your flesh is going to combat you every single day. Your flesh is going to do everything it can to go against. It says it's the enmity of God. It says we have to die daily. But even in those moments, God will be right there. He'll be in the thick of it with you. Why? Because He loves you. They're not going to sing much more, maybe. Finish out this verse, or maybe a verse more, whatever they see fit to do. But if you want peace, if you want comfort, if you want joy, if you want to feel strength again, if you want to feel at peace with God again, you can. That's all we know to do. I'll say this. There's a spot in the Bible that says it's a peace that passes all understanding. I don't understand, Brother Mike, the peace that gets set up in my heart. I don't understand it, but I love it. Why? Because it gives me courage and strength, and it gives me the ability to move forward and to do what I have to do with God. Friend, if we're gonna do what we need to do, if we're gonna move forward, if we're gonna get strength, and we're gonna gain courage, and we're gonna be where God wants us to be whenever He wants us to be there, whenever that is, we need strength, we need courage, we need that peace. You can't go through life without peace. The world will tear you apart. That's why I'm thankful that I've got peace in my heart. The world can't touch Winchester. Brother Jerry, that's all I know to do. I'm going to turn it over to you for announcements.
Homecoming this Sunday. Brother Mike Callahan will be here. And also, remember our sister church at Stone Lake Missionary Baptist Church having their Friends and Family Day this coming Sunday. So remember our sister churches. I know I think it's Mount Zion's having their homecoming this coming Sunday. So a lot going on. And again, we always want to remember our lost. Father, just continue to spare their lives and work on their hearts. Anybody have anything on your heart this evening before we come to a close? If not, let's all again gather together, and we'll pray for the request that's here in the basket at church. Pray for one another, and again, for the lost. Our divine Heavenly Father, as we come before you this evening once again, we want to thank you for this and other privilege that you wish us to be able to come this way once again to start the church. Each one taking to be with us tonight, God. Thankful for all. We pray for those who are able to be at this evening, God. There's much over them. We want to bring our elders before you, God, that you just continue to watch over them and keep them safe, God, in their homes, in their medicine. Lord, we pray for the lost. Continue to spare their lives. Just bring conviction upon them, God, that they realize the need Jesus Christ. They just have a great desire to hear the gospel and Jesus is your Savior. Pray for all the requests that have been brought before you, all the unspoken requests. Pray for the requests. questions that have asked you tonight, Father. We know each and every name and each request. We know that you're able to answer each and every one to be your will, God. God, we just pray now that you just watch over. Bless all of our sister churches. Pray for all their pastors, God. Lord, we just pray that you watch over us before we seek the pastor, God. Bless everything we need to bring before you this evening. These things we ask now in Jesus' name. I'd like to see all the deacons this evening just for a minute.